She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
What's going on, guys? It's the Film and Everything Podcast. Welcome here with a new episode today. We're going to talk a few things I wanted to actually discuss that we were covering on our website over the weekend that I thought was really interesting, and I wanted to give my thoughts on it. We are going to review Waves today, the 824 film from Trey Edward Schultz. He also did It Comes at Night. I don't know if you guys have seen that one, but it's really good. So that's going to be our review for today. The first thing I actually wanted to get into today was that we covered the Deadpool story about Disney, that the creator of Deadpool sounded pretty upset with Disney. The creator, Rob Liefeld, is that how you say his name? Rob Liefeld. Rob Liefeld, and he was talking about Marvel and how basically, essentially, there's no plans in their slate of Marvel films for a Deadpool 3.
Like, yeah, but I read up also that he's not even a part of it.
Yeah.
No, but like people were saying, why is he saying that he's not even a part? He wasn't even part of Deadpool 2.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know why is he saying, if people were saying, he's just saying that for attention.
For attention?
Yeah, because because Ryan Reynolds just said that he just had a meeting with Marvel.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds has had a few meetings
and
with...
And also, he's not in those meetings, so he doesn't know. So that's why I read up.
Yeah, I don't know, because...
So I think, I don't know, there's something weird there.
Yeah, I'm sure he has an idea of what's going on. He's the creator of Deadpool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's a conversation there. He wouldn't just say this for no reason. I don't think so. And then I have his quote here. When they asked him about the possible Deadpool or X-Force movie, you know, because that's where Deadpool 2 leaves us off in, he said, I don't know. Here's what people don't want to hear. But thank God I'm a realist. I feel like Deadpool, the movies have set sail. He later criticizes Marvel's plans for upcoming films. It's the first time I go, hey, Feige, did you even have a plan? Your plan was Eternals and Shang-Chi. That was your plan? Like, he's kind of like... I guess he doesn't like where Marvel's slates, you know? You see, and then he keeps going here. I blame Marvel that hasn't happened yet. They are the reason it isn't happening. Whatever conundrum or it didn't fit in your master plan, just commission it. Okay. If Ryan hasn't made Deadpool 3 by now, that's because Marvel hasn't allowed it to be. And there is nothing Deadpool related to Marvel's Phase 4 plans.
If there was still a Fox, it probably would be coming out next
year. I think that's what he's trying to say, that... with Fox, that was their priority, you know, because obviously the Deadpool movies are ahead.
Finished, like, part three will probably be out by next year.
They would probably, with everything, with the pandemic going on, I'm sure they would have had to stop filming, but I think by now they would have been either done filming or in the process. But right now, I don't even think there's a release date.
Because now they're trying to, I think Disney's trying to figure out a way to make them PG, to put them in the Avengers.
They said that they weren't. Which, by the way, guys, if you want to read the full article, you can on our website. It's out. We have an article on it if you want to read more on that, because it's interesting. I don't think he would just make that up. I think that's actual frustration in the fact of the Deadpool movies are a hit. I think the first one was 2015 or 16, and then the second one came out like two years after. So, you know, they were like at a good pace. It was Fox.
Disney owns them, so...
Now with Disney, they, from what they said before already, they did say that it's going to stay rated R, which I think is the smartest thing to do. Why would you not broken, you know?
I don't trust them.
But that's the thing. What if they're just saying that?
Did you see Blade?
Will come out first in Blade? I would hope, because, I mean, it's already been some time since the second Deadpool.
They haven't announced anything on Deadpool. And their Blade, there was a picture of this guy in the costume already.
Yeah,
but obviously they didn't show the costume. They just showed him with the haircut and the glasses, with the sword.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think Blade is coming out first.
I think that's what Liefeld is saying. It's just, he's like, if nothing has happened by now, then they probably, because the thing is, Deadpool 2, where it left off, it was setting up an X-Force movie. It was setting up a lot of things.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds probably already has a script done.
Oh, like, I'm sure probably, there's. I'm sure they have already a story. So that's the thing. That's what's concerning here is Disney knows. They know that Deadpool is obviously a big franchise right now. The first two movies are huge hits. The second one was actually really good and made a lot of money. And it, Josh Brolin and the whole Cable. So they set up a lot.
I think it's because of Josh Brolin.
I don't
I think it's going to affect something with Josh Brolin being in that movie.
I don't know if it's that or if it's just that the idea of Deadpool being rated R.
It scares Disney.
And Deadpool is like a. It's brutal. Like, I mean,
his jokes are dirty.
He breaks the fourth wall. It's
everything Disney's against.
Yeah, it's a raunchy movie. So yeah, it's like, so how do you? They're trying. They're probably scared of that. How do we? Yeah,
especially how Ryan Reynolds is. Like, he likes.
No, he said like he will not like.
If he's not going to back Reynolds, down. If Ryan Reynolds feels like he can't make the movie, like he won't. Like, I think he'll set down as a character. Like, yeah, exactly. They won't do the character no more.
Exactly. And Disney knows if that happens, that's it.
But I feel like they're just scared.
Yeah, I feel like Disney right now, they're just like, okay, we'll deal with Deadpool later on. Because, again, like what this guy was saying, it's not part of their bigger plans.
Because I think they're trying to figure out, okay, what can we do with Deadpool where we keep it rated R, but we have to clean it up a little bit?
If I was them, it's a tricky spot because you could make him part of the MCU because he is part of the MCU. But
he can't be part of the Avengers.
Like, you could do that, but then you would have to tone him down. So it's either they do that or they just keep him in his own universe, own thing. But it's a tough spot.
In Deadpool 2, he makes fun of the girl with the short hair. Like, yeah, he makes fun of like of everything. Like,
and the
like
thing is, he'll like, yeah, he makes fun of what Disney's trying to do. So
yeah,
and Disney's in a tough spot because they can either have Deadpool be in his own universe how it is now with Fox,
which they should,
but then fans are still gonna be like, oh, how cool would it be him and Spider-Man together? Him and yes, that would be cool, but
it won't work.
It would be hard. Now, if you do have, now if they, let's say they do decide to do that and please fans to do that, then you have to tone them down. So it's like a lose-lose type of thing.
Yeah, and then his combat will be super boring.
Yeah, they would have to tone it down.
It would just be like just a bunch of jump cuts. Like, yeah, which is a lot of cutting.
They would have to tone it down, and it would change the dynamic of what makes Deadpool awesome. Josh Brolin, I don't think that's a big deal because at the end of the day, he played Thanos, and it's mostly just his voice.
I don't know how that works.
It's like, mostly just his voice. You never actually see Josh Brolin, even though he looks like you Josh can tell Brolin. It's Josh Brolin. But they can get away with that. But I think their main worry is fans don't want us to tone it down, but they also want him in the MCU. But we can't make him rated R in the MCU. You can't have Deadpool, Spider-Man.
I think have him at his own universe. Don't bring him into the what they're doing now.
Yeah, I think what they're trying. Well, this is what I think, but again, like from what he's saying, it's true. They haven't announced anything on Deadpool, and it's been some time already. All they said was he's going to stay. One, right? Yeah. All they said was he's going to stay rated R.
2018, so that means the new one was supposed to be coming out by now. The new one was supposed to be coming out. Yeah.
So, you know, the situation they're in, because it's either keep him rated R in his own world or tone him down and bring him into the MCU. So, and if they tone him down and bring him into the MCU, then it's not going to be the same. And from what we had read earlier on, when they first purchased Fox, they were saying that, oh, this is what I was going to say, I remember now. They were going to keep him rated R in his own movies and then have him jump in the MCU, but like PG-13 him in the MCU movies. So have him kind of toned for the MCU universe, and then when he's in his own movies, it's rated R. And I can see that working because he can even just break the fourth wall and acknowledge that or something. So That would be interesting to see. He can jump in, make fun of everybody for a bit, help them like save the world, and then kind of just go back to his thing. And then that would be cool. I wouldn't mind seeing that, because then we can see his rated R movies, and he's also in the MCU. I think if they were to do that, that would be a pretty the smart move to do, because it does help promote their MCU movies. But from what Rob Liefeld is saying, and I don't think he's just making that up. I'm sure he talks to Ryan Reynolds or something, and they must communicate. He's a creator of the character, and he's probably wondering, hey, when is the next movie coming out, you know? And I believe him. I probably do think that Disney right now is just kind of like, setting that to the side, because they're probably more focused on the X-Men characters, Wolverine, who's going to be Wolverine in the near future, because that's still going to be a couple of years from now. I don't know. Let's see. You know, let's see. I love Deadpool. He's actually really refreshing. Like, his movies are, they're fun, they're gory. It's a different take on these superhero movies. I hope maybe after this whole pandemic thing, they'll have an announcement and be like, okay, like, Deadpool's ready to go, or, but we haven't heard anything. Not even from Ryan Reynolds, nobody. We only saw that one thing of him going to meet with Disney, and that was it. Another, I guess, like, rumor that's going around right now is, I don't know if you heard about this, the Zack Snyder, the Snyder Cut for Justice League, supposedly that he did, like, a private screening of his version of Justice League, that it took place this year, like, early in this year with Warner Brothers executives and all that.
So they're thinking about doing
so. They're saying, not that it's going to come out in theaters. They're saying that's unlikely. I'm looking at our article here, like, on
HBO
it.
HBO Max or something?
Yeah, so that's, like, the rumor. I'm looking at the article that we had up, which, shout out to Fernie. He's doing great with the articles. Yeah, he did a private screening with supposedly executives in attendance, and that he keeps saying it's done. Like, yes, there's some CG stuff that's not complete, but there's a lot of CG done. Like, the movie is complete, that he's tired of people saying that it's not. You know, there's not going to be a theatrical release. That's that's unlikely, which I get that.
That's a waste. But
it's, I mean, Snyder, because everybody's been saying that it doesn't even exist, but he's saying it is, that that, yeah, he completed some CG work on his version of the film. It's not 100% finished. This is his quote here. Film is not 100% finished. I still some stuff I want to do, as with every film I've made. Not sure what difference it makes to the finished level of the film. So, yeah, he's pretty much saying it's done. For him, it'll never be done, because, like, that's just how filmmakers are. They never feel like the movie's done. But he's saying that he's tired of people saying that it's not real. But, yeah, supposedly, maybe. And I do think that's a smart move for HBO Max. Just release the Snyder Cut on there. That'll boost subscriptions. I would want to see it. You know what I mean? I understand maybe not in theaters, because that's a lot more investment into a movie that flopped in theaters already, even though it's a whole different version. But I'm with Snyder here, man. You know, I would like to see his version. You know, from what we've heard, the cinematographer of the movie cried when he saw the final cut, because how different it was from his version, and he felt so bad for him. And, you know, because when Zack Snyder stepped down, his daughter had passed away and all this stuff. So, and then we got a whole different cut of the, you know, of the movie, and it was really bad.
It was awful.
Like, it was really bad. I mean, most of the movie is just completely redone. I think even Ben Affleck was like, out of shape. He wasn't even the same level of physique anymore. And the thing is, I do think I can see why it would be tough for them, because if it's good, the fans are going to be like, wow, you see? And they're probably going to be like, shit, we should have done Zack Snyder's version. We should have done his cut. Even though it's the past already. Like, that slate is clean. Like, they came out, Wonder Woman, Joker. They're in a good position right now. Birds of Prey didn't do well. But they still have a good list of films coming out. And it would be really cool, just as a thing for the fans. Just give it to the fans. HBO Max.
Yeah, they're not going to release it, though.
If they were to release this, if they announce on HBO Max only, we are releasing the Snyder Cut, you know what I mean? Oh, people would... I would pay for HBO Max for like a month just to see it. Or whatever it takes.
They won't release it, because if it does well, you know, there's going to be some people, they should have released that version. They should have kept Snyder. They should have done this. Should have done that. Then one verse is just, it's going to go back to that past.
That's the thing. It's going to bring up that conversation.
Yeah.
But at this point.
And they want to forget about that. They want to move on to the next thing.
If they were to do it, I would just be like, listen, we're releasing this for you guys, for the fans, this Snyder Cut version, but this is done. Like, either way, it doesn't matter. There's no more Ben Affleck. You know what I mean? So that there's no way to go back anyway. I think just like here's just a little extra thing for the fans, because you know what, the fans, man, they've been going at it for years already. Yeah. For years, that like they're, you know, they paid, they were doing signing, what is it, those petitions, and they saved up money, like all the fans combined their money and did like billboards when the Oscars was out. They were like going to town, you know, starting trends on Twitter. So it would be a good move, I think, from Warner Brothers if they were just like, hey, like, we understand that the fans have been wanting to see this version of this film.
I don't know.
Here it is. Go watch it on HBO Max, but that's it. Like, this is what...
No, I want to see it, but it's just...
But they have to make it clear. Like, this is the past, guys. Like, we're going to release this for you guys, and it would be... they would make the fans happy, and the fans would really be... I would appreciate Warner Bros. If they did that. It would bring the fans back to them a little bit.
Yeah, but again, but those higher-ups don't think that way. They're thinking, okay, what's the, like, damage control kind of thing? Like if we release this, people like it more, then it's going to bring up that conversation again, and they don't want that.
At the end of the day, the executives care about numbers and money. You know what I mean? This would bring them money. That's what I would... Like, that's... It's as simple as that. Let the creatives...
Well, how
would they bring
them money?
Huh?
Oh, for what?
Their boosts, their boost in views and subscriptions or whatever the case may be. And... If they decide to do it on HBO Max, or if they wanted to just release it video on demand, if they wanted to, I think they would be better off doing HBO Max, because then you have people going towards their subscription service and streaming service. But they can even, if they just wanted to release a video on demand, because that's hot right now. The Scooby to, I think they would make money. There's a lot of fans that want to see this. Even if people who hate the Snyder, like the Snyder Cut, or hate, they're gonna want to watch it anyway. Like, everybody's gonna want to watch that because it was the original version of what was supposed to be. And I don't see how it would hurt them. The only thing would be that, yes, the conversation would come back of Justice League, but at the end of the day, what DC needs to do, which they haven't done, regardless, is come out and say, "This is our slate of movies coming out. This is our plan. Here you go."
They don't even know.
So. And they can. I wouldn't have a problem with them releasing it and being like, "Hey, you know what, guys? We're releasing this for you guys, like the fans. We appreciate how, supportive you are of this version of the film and how passionate you've been. Here you go." They would be in the fans. The fans would worship them if they did that.
Yeah.
You know, I would. I would respect that because it's just like, here you
have to wait and see.
It's because all... you know.
I mean, let's see. Hopefully one day they'll release it, which...
So, I'm hoping this report is true, you know?
Hopefully.
Because just give that little nudge to the fans. Release it on HBO Max. It'll boost your streaming service.
Yeah.
The fans will... You'll bring the fans even closer to you, and the fans will respect you more. They'll appreciate it. And now you have the fans on your side. You know, now it's like, you know what? Like... Hey, like, they're with us. Instead of this whole back and forth of the fans against Warner Brothers, and now you have the fans with you.
I don't know.
You released it, and it's just a little... just to release it as this fun, side original version of the film. Even though... Because it is controversial in the sense of Warner Brothers did decide to not go with that version. We don't even know. What if the version's bad? Like, we watch it and it sucks anyway. Okay, but we saw it. You know what I mean? Just out of respect for Zack Snyder, honestly, because that's a lot of work. And at the end of the day, it's not easy to... From what was supposed to be three Man of Steel films, it ended up becoming Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Justice League. That's what it ended up becoming. And I would have liked... I think it was a terrible idea. I don't know whose idea it was. I'm sure it was Warner Brothers. And then Zack Snyder was like, "Let's do it." Or vice versa, I don't know. I like Zack Snyder. At the end of the day, I would have liked to at least see Zack Snyder just complete that little thing, that little story arc he had going there. Even though it was, because Justice League was awful. We haven't seen his version, but Batman v Superman, I didn't like it, you know. But I would have at least...
No, Batman v Superman was a bore fest.
It was long, it was just... It was too...
Boring.
I don't know what was... And it was too much in one movie. And I don't know if it's Zack Snyder's fault or the studio's fault of trying to rush that in a movie.
I was just making fun of Superman. Like, he was such a whiny little bitch.
Because you can't go from Man of Steel to Batman v Superman, and then you're already tying in all the Justice League.
Then you kill him in Batman v Superman.
it's too much.
Yeah. I forgot they put Doomsday in Batman for Superman.
He wanted to just go big right off the bat, you know, and I get it.
Which I think Doomsday wasn't supposed to be in the movies yet. He was like, I think he's like
the... He's like the big bat. Yeah, he's the big bat.
So they just put him in the movie.
Yeah.
Because I think the Snyder Cut of Justice League has the black Superman outfit.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He had there, he put the picture. It's like Henry Cavill wearing the black Superman outfit.
Yeah, like, he had ideas.
And there's a whole war scene.
It's a whole different movie. It's a whole different movie, and it's a shame, you know, and I always say this.
Still wasn't very good either.
It wasn't. But that, if they had taken their time, right, because I like Henry Cavill as Superman. I like Ben Affleck, or I liked Ben Affleck as Batman. We liked Wonder Woman. We liked Aquaman. If they had actually just taken their time, if Justice League never happened, maybe there was a Man of Steel 2 to lead up to a Batman movie. Imagine if they actually took their time. By now, they would be getting into a Justice League movie. And who knows where they would be, because Endgame is done. Marvel's going declining. And they're still
trying to do that Flash.
Yeah, Flash is... I don't know what's happening there. Especially
because I think
he got in trouble now. He got the actor, Ezra Miller.
Oh, he choked some girl, right?
I
didn't watch the video.
But. Yeah, he attacked some woman at a bar.
But
he,
supposedly it was like fans, and they were annoying him, and they said something.
But he was drunk at a bar, and he grabbed the girl by the throat against the wall.
Oh.
And it was on video.
Well, like he was like,
yeah.
Die!
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, no, he's fine.
Yeah, so that doesn't... So DC's probably like, shit, you know.
Yeah, he like, once you do that...
If I were them...
And especially there's video of it, you can't really...
Yeah,
supposedly
there's video.
You can apologize, but...
At that point... Recast them, get a new Flash.
Flashpoint. I didn't like him as Flash anyway.
Yeah, no, me neither. But you do a Flash movie, reset whatever you need to reset, and let's just get this
just
back on track.
Keep Aquaman, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Shazam. I'm telling you,
I liked Aquaman. It wasn't the best movie. It was fun.
You know what? But what are they gonna do with that Amber Heard?
Yeah, she needs to go.
But what are they gonna do with her? Because
they've been quiet on it, but I think they're gonna just quietly just like get her out.
Recast her because what she did. She literally was like.
I don't think recast her. I think they're gonna just do his next movie without that character.
I think just recast her.
Or just remove her character as a whole. But
I say just recast her. That's it.
Yeah, they would have to.
Because I'm gonna be honest, like, that's shitty.
Yeah, you can't. Everybody was going at Johnny Depp and, like, get him out of Harry Potter. How dare he? And then it was actually reversed, and then everybody kind of stayed quiet.
Yeah, no one talks about
it. Now you got to apply that same attitude towards her. Like, it ended up churning out that she was the abusive.
No one doesn't say anything.
So I'm sure they will. They're just staying quiet on it.
Well, she should. Letting it. There's audio. And there I was training.
There's everything, yeah.
There's audio of her, like, you hear it, and then, like, you see Johnny Depp, like, in, like, the red carpets and stuff, he was, like, afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy was literally being abused.
It's pretty rough. It's pretty sad.
And even, like, two other women, I think it was Winona Ryder and someone else saying that, like, Johnny Depp was, like, the nicest person.
Yeah. And then he had a drinking problem. Like, they were using his drinking problem. It was a mess.
It's like, all a mess. She literally, like, turned it completely.
Yeah, that's crazy. It did. It flipped on its head. So everybody was kind of like, oh.
Yeah, everyone stayed quiet.
So... I'm sure Warner Brothers knows that already. So, and there's like literally evidence. But
because if she's in Aquaman too, that's pretty like shitty.
Yeah, no. As it is, there's no Aquaman for a while. There's no. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't
let's
know
see.
What he, I don't
I'm all, I'm all for the Snyder Cut though. HBO Max, make it happen, man. Just make it happen. I just don't see. It just benefits them in every way. You're bringing the fans closer to you. You're gaining the fans. Respect, and you're gonna make money off of it. Like, people are going to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. You can talk about all you want. It's just waiting.
It'll happen. Yeah. It'll be a big deal when it happens. That's gonna be all over the place. People are talking about it already. You know, so play or something like that. State of play for Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Right.
The game 20 looks, minutes of footage.
Looks pretty like crazy. Like the looks game great. Looks beautiful. Like. It's like the closest thing I think we'll get to like playing in a samurai movie or something. You know what I mean?
It even comes with a filter where you can play in black and white with film grain.
That's badass.
Oh, and it's like you can get that feel like you're in a Japanese movie, like Japanese, like classic Japanese samurai movies.
Yeah,
like you see like the film grain. coming in the game, which is actually pretty that's impressive. Badass,
yeah.
For a game to do that.
That's going
to
be...
And black and white...
I saw people saying...
I'll play in Japanese. Like, play in a Japanese, like...
It would be cool.
To make it more...
You're, like, really immersed.
Yeah, because yeah. I always think... Because I actually want to hear, like, the English side of the voice actors. Because it's always, like, that type of thing.
Yeah. People are saying it looks like it's going to be a contender for Game of the Year.
Well, considering Last of Us... I went to Last of Us 2.
Yeah, Last of Us is still going down. There's more articles coming out, more confirmation on stuff. And it's just... It's a shame. But Ghost of Tsushima, and I think that's why Sony...
Cyberpunk, I trust CD Projekt Red, but again, we just don't know how that game is going to turn out.
I think it'll be...
I think it'll be great, but at the same time, you don't know.
Now you're everybody's kind of paranoid now.
You don't know, because you just don't know anymore.
For the past year, everything that's and been huge has been letting us down.
Why some people are not too happy with Cyberpunk, and this is just the fact of, okay, you can customize your character all you want, but you can never see your character.
Right. I mean...
Which kind of... I get it. That does suck. Like, you don't see your character at all.
Yeah, because the cutscenes don't...
The sex scenes are first person. Everything's first person. So you're like, okay, like, I put this new
gear... Even the cutscenes too, right?
Even the cutscenes. It's really, like... It's all first person. So...
Yeah,
and I think sometimes it goes into third, I think. I'm not too sure, but I think it's literally all first person. Even the sex scenes, which is going to be really weird.
Yeah,
because
like, it's supposed to be like immersive,
but
I thought the cutscenes would be third person, and that's how you see your character.
I never heard the first gameplay demo when they open the elevator; it's like her in third person.
Oh, but
if it's like that, I don't know.
To their defense, I'm sure there's gonna be like different parts in the map where there's mirrors and stuff, and you can like I'm sure they're gonna make it super immersive where. The point. Like, it's just you in this world, and you can look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, they just posted on Twitter, like, they did, like, a Mad Max car for the game.
I saw that. That's like, pretty
cool. Fury Road.
Yeah.
Which, I mean... I get why it's first person, but I would like third person just because I want to see my character that I created. It's smaller, but it's going to be more immersive.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
It's not just the flying cars, though.
That's too complicating.
And because you see it, and it's like, oh, I want to fly a car.
Yeah, but I mean, let's see.
I like a motorcycle Cyberpunk guy. Like, I like the motorcycle.
It looks badass.
You feel more.
It looks bad. I mean, if you drive a motorcycle, that might be third person.
The gameplay, because I think I read an article that on Steam, people are already labeling like the game as a masterpiece.
You can.
And people are like, oh, like, calm down. Like, it's just a game.
Yeah.
It's not like this whole Blade Runner.
Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, it's a game, you know?
Because you've seen the gameplay. The gameplay is very, like, simple.
It's a game, yeah. Like,
it's very simple. Like, because people want this whole Blade. I get it. You get too excited.
The cinematic, you know?
Like you want that Blade Runner.
That's Yeah, that's how I was for a bit, too.
Yeah, I was like, and when you see the gameplay, it kind of. It brings you down a little bit.
Because it's true. At the end of the day, it's a first person.
Yeah, I think that's why they released that second gameplay demo. Yeah. Like, because people thought it was going to be this whole Blade Runner flying car, you know.
Yeah. Your imagination gets the best of you, you know.
And, I mean, shit, imagine a game like Blade Runner.
Yeah. Dude, the game looks great, though. The game looks great. Let's get into our Waves discussion, because I just want to start off by saying... this movie is literally one of A24's like top movies for me. This is one of the like best movies in a while. I'm gonna start off, but it's for me a 10 out of 10. I'm just gonna like say it right off the bat, you know, because we saw it like maybe 2 days ago. So you know, I sat on it, I thought about it. I'm just gonna say it now, so it's clear from the beginning of the review. Like, it's a 10 out of 10. Like, this movie. I can't recommend it enough. Trey Edward Schultz. I haven't seen his first movie. I forgot what it's called, but his second film is It Comes at Night. And I'm not sure if you guys listening or watching have seen It Comes at Night, but it's not a movie for everyone, but it's a fucking great movie. It's really good. And this is his third film, and man, like, I love how he changed, like, he changed up the style, right? You know, like, it's a whole different story, and it's so good. And Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross did the soundtrack, so you already know that was fucking amazing. The acting is it's the same kid, the young kid from It Comes at Night, plays what was his name, Tyler, in this movie. And what's the guy's name from This Is Us? The dad who plays the dad.
Sterling K. Brown.
He's like when he's in that when he's in the scene, he just takes over the scene. You know what I mean? He plays this like really strict, strong dad. Perfectly.
I think
he plays
the same thing in This Is Us, right?
I don't know.
I think he has like the same type.
I don't know, but he was like really good in this. Like everybody in this movie is really good.
He got jacked for this movie. Yeah,
and it makes sense. Because, I can see why.
Because I never saw him in the Oscars. He was super skinny.
Yeah, he got like super jacked, and it makes sense. It makes sense.
I was like, wait, when did this guy get a jacked? Yeah, like this?
I mean, the whole cast is just amazing in this, and I don't have all their names.
The mom looks familiar.
Yeah,
I just don't know where she's from.
They're all amazing. Lucas Hedges is in this as well. He's like in every movie, but I want to start off by saying our last podcast, I talked about Euphoria and how I picked up on the style, what it was trying to do. But that I just wasn't really feeling it. I felt like it was trying to do it, but it just didn't click with me. This movie, for those of you who enjoyed Euphoria, watch this movie. And hopefully you'll be able, like, you'll understand what I mean about Euphoria. Because when I was watching this movie, I would say, like, the first half of this movie.
Maddie's in it.
Yeah, Maddie's in it from Euphoria. And she's in this movie, and she happens to play a cheerleader the same. yeah. But, man, the first hour, I remember when I was watching this movie, I was like, this is what I meant about Euphoria. And again, it's not even to like, oh, I'm going back towards Euphoria or bashing it or anything. But it's trying to – it clicked with me there. Because this movie, I was so engaged. And it's the first hour of the movie. But it was tackling the same themes and the same settings, you know what I mean? About this Tyler kid in high school and just that lifestyle of high school and the pressure and – all the people around. There's a lot in it. And I was so engaged. I was so... The style's very similar. It's a very active style. Very all over the place. It's engaging, you know, because it's showing how hectic that lifestyle is. It was very similar. But my God, the way it was done here by Edward Schultz is... this is exactly what I mean. And what upsets me is that this movie doesn't get any recognition, you know. And this movie deserves it. Like, this movie deserves it. Because when I saw, like, that, the whole movie, it's honestly, like, a masterpiece. And then, like, seeing the similarity of, how, like, that story beat with Euphoria, and I was like, man, like, this is what I meant about Euphoria. Like, it couldn't click with me. I was like, why isn't this clicking? Like, why wasn't I feeling like everybody else? And then I saw this movie, I'm like, this is why. Like, this is how it's done, you know? Because, man, I was engaged. Like, done... in a way that it's engaging with the story. It's not just done stylistically to be stylistic. Because the movie knew how to slow down. It knew how to let you be with the characters. And all these things are so similar. And the music choices, everything just fit perfectly with the movie. The director literally had a list of music from when he was while writing it that he wanted in the movie, and it had a specific meaning for the movie. And when you guys watch this movie, or if you've seen it and if you watch the videos on it, it's amazing how the detail. And it's on Amazon Prime. Just go watch it, like rent it for like $3. This is like how it's done, you know. And this movie doesn't get any recognition. That's what really upsets me. You know, A24, really, this is one of their best. One of their best. Soundtrack, acting, the story, the themes of the movie, how it's done, the pacing. It's like a two-hour movie, and it really takes you on this whole journey, if you want to add to that. What's your take?
No, I love the movie. It was just... I don't know, I just like that style. Like the style is just, I love that style. Like, it was just so good. And the acting
was it captures you. And man, that what's his name?
Sterling
Brown.
K Brown.
Dude, he steals it. He steals it. Even who plays Tyler's sister, which I can't get her name right now, but the whole cast. Nobody in this movie is.
And it's filmed in Florida.
It's another fun fact. Here in Florida. I mean.
And you know what's crazy?
They were in Hollywood.
You know what's crazy? Like, you can tell it was in Florida by the look. And that was the issue with Bad Boys 3. Like, you can tell it's not Florida.
Yeah. Here you can like, that's, we were watching the movie. I was like, wait a second.
That's Florida.
They were here in Hollywood, Florida. It looked like they were somewhere in, like, Miami. Like, it looked like Coral Gables, like those really nice houses and all that. It was a lot of familiar areas. And, man, it's just so awesome. It's, this movie's so good. The ending, the, where the story takes you, like, because the trailers are so misleading. And I saw one trailer, and I'm so happy I did. And I'm glad I didn't even watch another trailer after that.
Because, no, there was only one trailer.
Yeah, because this just takes you on a whole story, this whole journey. And you just don't know where it's going to go. Like, halfway into this movie, I'm just like, damn, like, I already knew, like, this movie's fucking amazing, you know? And it's just so well done. It's just, and this is only Trey Edward Schultz's third movie, you know? So it's very exciting. And the soundtrack, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, just, what a, I love when they're, when they do music for movies. Like, the duo, you know, with their amazing soundtrack, and with this director and writer, and just, it was all just, it all just fit. And I love what he did with the style in this movie. It's very different from In Comes at Night, because In Comes at Night is a very slower, you know. Man, I got, like, you guys gotta watch it, man. You really do. It's on Amazon Prime. This is a 10 out of 10 for me. I don't know about you. Are you on the same? It's a solid 2 out of 10.
No, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I don't. Yeah, it was just there. But he had a specific set of songs.
Yeah, like the songs, when he put like a mainstream song in there, it just, it matched with his feeling that he was going through.
He said in one interview, there's a point in the movie, a couple points in the movie, that the music is there to capture the emotion and mind state of the character in that moment. So like, he's not just putting the music in there because it sounds cool, or because it's like, this is what the kids listen to. He's putting it in there because this is the mind state of that person at this time. Putting it in there because of the solely for the story and how it captures the emotion and mind state of the character in that moment. And that's how it should be. You know, story is everything. You know, character is everything. And this movie is just a perfect. It's a 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, man. I mean, I can't wait to see what else Trey Edward Schultz does. The acting in this was amazing. Guys, just go watch it if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it, if you did see it, are you on the same page as us? Did you not like it? You know, feel free to comment. Let me know everything, man, because it left me speechless. When we finished the movie, I was just like, we were like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Because you feel like you went through this whole journey in 2 hours. I can't recommend it enough, guys, honestly. Yeah, guys. So that's our Waves review recommendation. It really does, like, I can't even, just even talking about it, it makes me want to watch it again. And it is a movie I do want to watch again. Yeah. I love what he does with the format changes, the aspect ratio changes. He does so many things in this movie to further the story, you know? When he changes the aspect ratio to make you feel closer with the characters, and he pulled it on a widescreen to make you feel, it's just so many different things that he does, all these techniques that, it's amazing. Like, this guy is good, you know? And definitely check it out, guys. So we're gonna end it there. That's our review on Waves. That's our episode, guys. Just really check it out, and let us know what you think, because I can't recommend it enough. It's one of the, so far this year, of the movies we've seen, it's my favorite movie this year, I think.
Well, it came out last year.
Last year, but I saw it this year. So the past year of movies that we've been watching, it's definitely up there in my top. Like, and especially on A24's list, it's up there. And because I mean, everything A24 does is amazing. We
watched it in theaters.
Yeah, you know. Everything A24 does is great. This is up there. So that's it, guys. That's our review. That's our episode. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this. Feel free, if you have seen the movie or you're going to watch it and you want to let us know what you think, you can comment on our episode messages on Instagram. We do reply to messages on Instagram at filmandeverything_podcast. at me or message me on Twitter. We have a Twitter at Cruisin' Films. Reach out to us. We just started that Twitter, and we'll talk about it because it's just so good. And I'm curious to know what you guys think of it too. You know, especially if you have seen Euphoria, that comparison, and it's an interesting discussion. You know, so thank you guys again for watching. Thank you for listening. If you like this video, feel free to like and subscribe. You know, we're going to keep doing more. Thank you guys so much for watching, for listening. Until the next one, goodbye.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast. Till next time.